Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers and sisters, to What is His Message? What is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche? Today is Thursday of the 18th week in Ordinary Time. First reading will be taken from the book of Numbers, chapter 20, verses 1 to 13. Our psalm for today is Psalm 95. Our gospel reading will be taken from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 16, verses 13 to 23. In the face of challenges, our leader, our parent, or shepherd of God's children must allow the Holy Spirit to stir his mind and heart to God. And before the Lord, especially in prayer, in meditation, or when one is reflecting on the Word of God, one must be patient to hear the Lord. In 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 9, Eli said to the young Samuel, "Go and lie down, and if he calls you, say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" Moses and Aaron did the same. They left their nagging community in the assembly and went to the tent of meeting, where they threw themselves face downward on the ground, and the glory of the Lord appeared. We must never forget that God's task is our mission in life. Hence, He is aware of our challenges. And when we approach Him with those issues, a response would surely evolve. Hence, we must be patient and attentive to the promptings of the Lord. In Job chapter 33 from verse 14, Elihu rebuked Job, saying, "God speaks in one way and in another, yet no one notices." If we are struggling to hear the Lord and struggling to listen to His voice, then the time has come for you, for me, to renew our hearts, to confess our sins, confess those pains and worries that impede the perception of God's presence and God's words. In other words, if our hearts are hardened, if we are yet to forgive, if we are not ready for peace, if we are not ready to end the hatred or bitterness, then we will not hear God. The psalmist of today says, "Come in, let us bow and bend low. Let us kneel before God who made us." In other words, we must embrace humility, accept failure or defeat, which prepares us for a glorious day. We must accept those insults which offer us ideas for a greater tomorrow. Having heard the word of God and accepted His will, we must learn to follow God's script and apply His will. Moses and Aaron were punished because they did not follow the Lord's commands to the letter. Peter was also rebuked by the Lord in today's gospel because he attempted to change the messianic intent of the Lord. 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 21 says, "It would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than to have known it and then to turn away from the holy commandments passed on to them." Thus, my brother, my sister, let us never turn away from the commands of the Lord. We must implement God's goodness and kindness in our community for the common good. Your leadership position must be used to address the needs of the people according to God's commands. When we find it hard to implement the commands of the Lord, we must present our struggles and our worries to the Lord, asking Him to grant us the graces necessary for a just implementation of His commands. May the Lord bless us this day and bless the works of our hands and all that we do for God, all that we do for our communities. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.